This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. A scientist with the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California says TSA rejected airport scanners with less graphic body imaging back in 2006. Passenger horror stories from airport checkpoints continue to pour into the media on the eve of the Thanksgiving holiday. TSA says many of them are exaggerated. TSA also says airline pilots reporting to work in uniform with secure ID will be exempted from full-body scans, but flight attendants, so far, have been left out of that new plan. A medevac helicopter responding to a rollover wreck on I-84 in Utah yesterday clipped a signpost with a tail rotor, forcing a hard landing on the interstate. There were no injuries in the forced landing, but the westbound lanes of the highway were closed for hours. Egypt will spend $46 million with Pratt & Whitney for F-100 PW-229 enhanced engine packages to power the Egyptian Air Force's new fleet of 20 F-16s. The U.S. Air Force is ready to retire the VHF fence, the radar used to track objects in space since the 1960s. Lockheed Martin has submitted a bid for the design review phase of a new space fence, which would use higher-frequency S-band radars and provide better resolution. Turbomeca has signed a contract to supply 90 Ariel 2C engines to China Aviation Technology Import-Export Corporation and AVIC International for their respective export markets. And the RAF, no, not that one, the Recreational Aviation Foundation, has launched a search for the organization's first executive director. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, it looks like pilots with secure ID and a background check will get to bypass invasive screening at airports. But that was supposed to be the plan for all of us. Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation explains. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.